Inside the cavernous Sacramento Fairgrounds building, it's a beehive of activity. Hundreds of big reclining dental chairs fill the place, and crowds of people all wait their turn. One station for filling cavities, one for root canals, another for extractions or dentures. It looks like dental Disneyland in here.
All right, it's going to probably poke a little bit, okay?
This is Free Dental Day at the Sacramento Fairgrounds, with 300 dentists pumping in the Novocaine and making lame jokes to a captive audience of more than 2,000 people. Rhonda Morse of Sacramento is here. She actually camped out at the fairgrounds the night before the event.
I got here at 7 o'clock last night. We slept outside. It gets crowded real fast.
The DentiCalc program is mostly for low-income children, but it's also offered to extremely low-income adults like Morse. But she says the program doesn't really work.
It takes months to get in, and then you get an appointment, and it'll take months to get back in again.
Coverage and access are two different things.
That's James Stevens, former chair of the California Dental Association, who volunteered for the Sacramento event. The reason there's no access, he says, is because so few dentists take DentiCal patients. And that's because, he says, they lose money on every one of them.
Fees have been cut in that program so much, they aren't enough to create a viable provider network.
And that network of providers is even thinner now, he says. More people are in the DentiCal program because the state has expanded eligibility rules. George Marinon is an oral surgeon from Encino, working on a tooth extraction for a 9-year-old boy with diseased gums.
We're going to call the tooth fairy in a little while. And there are patients that I will actually see in my practice for free, but sometimes dealing with the state in terms of reimbursement can be more expensive than actually just doing it for free.
Just to get to the national average for provider rates, California would have to spend 3 times as much as it does now, at least another $100 million a year. And beyond that, there's another huge challenge. Elizabeth Mertz, a dental sciences professor at UCSF, says half of the state's kids are in DentiCal, and those kids desperately need preventive care.
So you're talking about taking care of a large portion of the state's children. And if those children grow up with dental disease, they're going to be adults with dental disease.
She says lawmakers could pass a dental health parity law, and that would put preventive dental health services on the same plane as other essential medical care.
Because nobody's made it a priority from the top on down. And when you say something's essential, but then you make it optional, that's not sending the message that it's a priority.
The new director of the Department of Healthcare Services has acknowledged the deficiencies of DentiCal and says fixing it's one of her top priorities. The department is working on a plan now to restructure it, but state officials haven't said whether or not that would include a boost in rates. In the meantime, the next free California Dental Association Dental Fair will be held in Fresno in October. For the California Report, I'm David Gorn in Sacramento.